Sean, using the research techniques we covered on interactive media graphics, and in relation to maybe audience classification, what do you think makes a good website? Very open-ended question, so you will need to dig a bit deep for technical terminology. But in your opinion, what do you think makes a good website, sort of website work?
I guess the context of the page, the graphics.
The contents of the page, what do you think should be absolutely essential on a website for it to work and be successful? When I mean successful, I mean, you know, does the job, keeps, you know, the users fully engaged, it doesn't make them sidetracked, but also, you know, as a website, it works. You know, for a promotional website, it's there to promote a film or something else. Has it done its job by being the way it is?
I guess just by drawing in the audience, really. Giving them probably an insight of whatever film they chose.
Okay, so can you go into detail about how graphics and maybe just general imagery play a part with a website's success?
I just guess you could say bright colours, maybe the font, animations for the buttons you press that take you to different pages of the site.
That's good, but how do you know this?
We made some myself. We made a website ourselves. And we got to animate our own button.
How do you know that those are kind of essential graphics areas that, you know, really go into the kind of design and overall development of the website?
Looking at different pages of websites, I guess, ourselves.
Okay. And for the different pages, do you think that there should be anything on there that makes them a bit more independent or stands out? What do you think? In terms of graphics, so do you think that you might have like the same photo or the same graphic all throughout the website, or do you think that there should be different ones?
Different photos.
Okay, can you give me an example, not essentially due to a film promotion website, but can you give me an example of a website that uses different content or material on there?
I guess if you reach like food shop website, maybe that could help and, get your attention when it comes to graphics, maybe.
Okay, how so?
Or maybe clothing, but...
How would those types of websites try to get your attention?
I guess just being able to browse freely. Look at different things, I suppose.
Okay, so in terms of, you know, I kind of like the idea of having a food shop to be used as kind of like an example. What do you think should the homepage have in terms of key elements for audience members to have a look at? What do you think should be there, like, straight away on what's considered the landing page?
I'm just... a way to browse freely, I guess, or pictures.
Think of how much food there is on the market. So how best do you think that a website could represent the, I don't know, the sheer amount of produce? that they have? Do you think that they could, you know, stash every single item into the homepage, or do you think they'd have to have a split system?
It's just different pages. Onto the foods, I suppose. Like a drop down or whatever.
Okay, drop down was good. Please elaborate further. How, on the homepage, how, you know, for example, the food website you were talking about, how about do you think that the different pages could be highlighted? Do you think they could all appear on the top column, top row even, or do you think that they could be a bit more organised somehow?
I guess been different columns, so like for drink, you'd have like drinks as the actual, you know, button, and then obviously the drop down would be like the different drinks maybe. And same for foods.
Okay, so you're basically grouping them together just to make sure, like, it's... Why would you decide to group them together?
The foods.
Yeah, if you were building a food website, why would you decide to group, like, the different parts together?
But I don't know. How do you mean? Why would you?
Well, obviously you're grouping the food and the drink together, but why would you do that? Like, maybe if you have 5 different flavours of Coca-Cola, why don't you just put Coca-Cola and then the 5 different flavours as a drop-down menu? Why just put it all under drink? I mean, obviously Coca-Cola is the most famous soft drink in the world, right? So if you had Coca-Cola's name on your website, that'd be pretty cool.
I guess it's just easier to know what you're like looking for. I mean, you could maybe not want Coke, maybe you want like Fanta. But obviously if you put the drinks and then drop down all the different drinks.
So it might be, you know, it could be one button for all, but then, you know, depending on people's preference, they can choose whatever they want, really. Okay. And then just one more one. So in regards to finding something specific across the website, what's something that can be used on the particular website to find something, you know, specific? If, you know, you were looking for a specific flavour of crisps, how would you exactly find it through the website?
Search bar.
The search bar?
Yeah.
Is that right at the top of the internet browser, or is that on the actual website itself?
On the website itself. In the centre, normally.
In the centre? Okay. Where else would it be? Where else would it be?
Normally the top right of the screen.
Top right on the screen. Why would something... So where would the logo be on the website?
I guess it could be in the centre, but maybe on the left side of the screen as well.
So what is this, the navigation bar or the logo?
The logo.
Okay, so the logo, yeah, mostly is on the left-hand side of the screen. Why is this the case?
Because when you read a book, you go from right to left. So it makes sense to be in there.
Yeah, you definitely do. So for, obviously, a Western audience, that is how websites are made. But for an Eastern audience, it's obviously quite the reverse. Because do you know how, Asian people... people who live in the continent of Asia, and, you know, Oceania and stuff like that. Do you know how they read a book?
Backwards. Backwards, if that makes sense. So from the left side to the right.
Well, if you said from left to right for the Western world, what's backwards for the Eastern world?
Right to left.
Correct, yes. So they do read a book right to left. I did say Oceania, but I think obviously most Australians read English, so it's only to do with, like, you know, Oceania, like, countries that are within the oceanic bracket, continent even. Cool.